Hello, welcome once again to Leto's Law. I'm Steve Leto. Had several guys send me this article and suggest I talk about it, and it is newsworthy, so here we go. Women can now legally go topless in public in Utah and five other states following a federal ruling there. Out of Salt Lake City, this story is widely reported. I'm getting this story from KUTV, written by Adam Forgey. A federal court ruling over a ban on women going topless in public has essentially made it legal for women to go topless in Utah, Colorado, Wyoming, New Mexico, Kansas, and Oklahoma, according to the most recent ruling. The 10th Circuit Court of Appeals, which is the one that covers those states, struck down a topless ban from Fort Collins, Colorado, after two women sued the city for the right to go topless in public. Fort Collins is a beautiful place. I've been there. Since Fort Collins is not appealing the decision, because to do that, they'd have to take it to the U.S. Supreme Court, that means that topless bans in those six states are no longer enforceable. The lawsuit was brought by two women who are part of the hashtag Free the Nipple movement on social media, specifically on Instagram. The plaintiffs are Britt Hoagland and Samantha Six. They sued Fort Collins, saying that being able to take off their tops in public is their right and a step towards gender equality. Hoagland told the media outlet, "Everybody should be able to be comfortable on a hot day, and if that means taking their shirt off, so be it. No matter how you look, you should have the same freedom as the person next to you. It's also about equality. Addressing small parts of inequality can make a big difference in how people are treated on a day-to-day basis, and I thought Free the Nipple was just one small step closer to how it should be." And so, in case you're curious, remember, there's federal district courts all over the country, and then they are parts of circuits that oversee the districts. And so, for instance, this ruling is out of one particular circuit, and it only affects the states within that circuit. So this is the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals. 9th Circuit, of course, is California and those western states. And the 6th Circuit is one that encompasses Michigan and a couple other states. So this ruling will affect the states that are in the 10th Circuit. Again, that's Utah, Colorado, Wyoming, New Mexico, Kansas, and Oklahoma. Attorney Andy McNulty, who represented the two plaintiffs, says that topless bans are attacks on equal rights. After the ruling by the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals, the city decided not to push the matter to the Supreme Court. And of course, you know, there's no guarantee the Supreme Court would have taken it, because the Supreme Court doesn't have to take cases. They get presented with all kinds of requests for help, and they don't get involved in the bulk of the cases. But interestingly, there's a different circuit that ruled a different way. And when you have a split in the circuits where one circuit says yes, the other circuit says no, the Supreme Court often will get involved to reconcile a split. But it's unclear whether they would consider this to be a matter of such importance. Deputy Director of Information for the City of Fort Collins, Tyler Marr, said, "I think the council, as they articulated in their 4-3 vote, really just thought as a matter of priority, no guarantee of success or that the Supreme Court would even take it up, that the money was just better spent in other city priorities." So the city council was asked, "Guys, do you want it, and gals, do you want to take this and try to get the Supreme Court to hear the case? It's going to cost some more money and take some more time." And the council voted 4-3 to drop it. So by dropping it, it's going to leave that circuit court opinion in place and that ruling in place as it stands right now for that circuit. Hoagland told KGUN, "We made a huge impact way beyond Fort Collins. We were just trying to start a conversation. And that conversation reached to so many people. It's a miraculous achievement I didn't think I would see in my lifetime, let alone so soon." Of course, not everyone thinks the ruling is a good idea. Peg Williams of Boulder, Colorado said, "I guess as a woman, I mean, I do think we deserve equal rights in everything. So I guess that would count too. But I think if women do choose to do that, they might be asking for a little bit of trouble." And, you know, I would like to point out that the ruling says that women can do this. Doesn't mean they have to do this. Other people didn't like it. They quoted people on both sides of this. So the issue is far from settled. However, on a national basis, as I pointed out earlier, in 2017, the 7th Circuit Court of Appeals, which covers Chicago, you know, obviously as parts of Illinois, Wisconsin, and Indiana, that ruling upheld a topless ban for women in Chicago, the city of Chicago. So right now, the 10th Circuit says you cannot ban women from going topless, and the 7th Circuit says, yes, you can. So maybe some warrior will take this up to the Supreme Court and figure this out. But as of right now, you've got a split in the circuits. McNulty said, the idea that women's bodies are purely sexual is something that it was perpetrated by this law. By getting rid of this law, we are saying women are just are more than just a sexual object, and their bodies are more than just a sexual object. They're human beings just like men. So again, it's an interesting situation, again, like I said, because of the issues that arise from how different circuits can rule on something. And in my field of law, which is, you know, lemon law and automobile warranties and so on, you'll often get cases where one circuit will interpret, like the Magnuson-Moss Warranty Act, a certain way, and another circuit will interpret it differently. And we've seen these before where someone will say, you know, it turns out that in this particular state, the courts go this way, and this particular, they go this way. And we always hope to get those splits resolved. And we also always wish there was just some kind of uniformity. You like to know what the laws are. And so as of right now, in all the circuits around the country, it appears that two circuits have ruled on this. One circuit says that these bans are legal, and one circuit says, no, they are not. And so what if you're in one of the other circuits? You're the Sixth Circuit or the Ninth Circuit. You don't know yet, okay? And so if somebody decided to challenge one of those bans in one of those circuits where it hasn't been ruled on yet, you know what's going to happen. The people who are for the ban are going to say, look at the Seventh Circuit in Chicago. They're doing it right. And the other side is going to go, no, look at the Tenth Circuit. They got it right. And that happens. And we've talked before about, like, for instance, the idea of filming the police in public is one of those things where a bunch of circuits have ruled on it a certain way. A bunch of other circuits haven't ruled on it. And then the question becomes, can you predict how the other circuits are going to rule? You can think you can do that, but you can't necessarily do it with any kind of, you know, correct. Like, you can't guarantee that you'll get a correct result out of it. You can hope you're right, but you can't always do that. And there have been situations before where a bunch of courts were going a certain way. Somebody took it up to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court goes, nope, spun it around the other way. So until you get a ruling from the Supreme Court, it's not definite. But as of right now, until further notice, again, women in Utah, Colorado, Wyoming, New Mexico, Kansas, and Oklahoma have the right, if they so choose, to go topless in public. So there you go. If you have interesting stories you think I should talk about, send them my way. Otherwise, talk to you later. Bye-bye.